Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, I am one of your hosts for the Best Life Cafe. My name is Tim Poma, and I'm here with Kathy Anello. Kathy, good morning, my friend. How are you today?
I'm good. Another day in paradise.
Okay. Another day in paradise. You know, it doesn't really matter what is going on in your life. If you wake up and you can see the sun and you're breathing, it's going to be a good day. And the beauty of a new day is it's a fresh start in the world. And I'm just super thankful for all the days that we get to be here, you know, all of us together, separate, whatever. It's like a beautiful, it's a beautiful thing.
I mean, I think it's a good start. Like, I think that waking up every day with a fresh set of eyes is probably one of my best practices, because I always just say, okay, well, here we go, another day, thank you. You know, I'm happy to be alive. I haven't solved the problems of my life, but I'm carrying on. And carrying on is really, we were just discussing like how the way the world is today, like you really just have to wake up every day and see how to maneuver and navigate your day because of all the outside stimulation from the economy and finances that are going on. And it's a big part of your mood, because if you think, oh, I can't go to San Francisco and go out to dinner today because the gas is this and the restaurants are up 109%. And, you know, it hinders your choices. And then that feels limiting. And I don't like to be self-limited. I am a go do whatever, whenever kind of girl. And so it's been a little interesting to think. I mean, I feel more, you know, blessed than a lot of people. I don't take that for granted. But I just know that all of us collectively are going through this maneuver financially at the same time as we're maneuvering our emotions and our lives and our family stuff. And it's like a lot.
It is a lot, isn't it? But you need to just, I feel like, even for myself sometimes, I just have to remember, like, let's just focus on right now. Let's be present. Let's just do today, one day at a time, one step at a time. You know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so it's like, how do you deal with these big problems or big issues that are facing us in our lives? And it's just one little bite. That's it. I mean, that's all we can do.
And on that note, hey, so I just wanted to shout out to you because I know you've had a super social media buzz going on your paintings, one painting a day. We talked about that on a previous show. And you've been really showing up for the task. Like I see that you are really out there being creative and letting your creativeness kind of guide the way you're spending your days now. And I think that's so honorable because a lot of times that's how I want to spend my days, like just being creative. And I get home and I don't finish the painting. And I look at the book, but I don't write it. Like, so I acknowledge that really when you have a dream and a hustle and a goal and to show up for it every day, I just wanted to acknowledge that. And I think your paintings are beautiful. And I was so happy to come stop by the studio on Sunday and just say hi.
Yeah. What a surprise. That was like super awesome. And you had just got there right after. So, you know, I have been doing this one painting a day challenge. I think I'm on day 12 today. And, I was like praying to the universe. I'm like, God, tell me if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I got a phone call from the director of Adventist Health Hospital, who had bought several paintings of mine in the past. And he's like, what are you up to? What are you doing? And I said, well, I just started this project. I just got back in my studio. I'm doing all this stuff. And he's like, well, I want to commission you to make a painting, or do you have the original of this other part of the painting? I made a, you actually know what it is. I think you were in love with it.
I actually want the painting. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes. So there was two paintings I did together that were 4 foot by 2 foot, and they were like of Ukiah Valley, had a bunch of poppies in it, some pretty mountains and stuff like that. And he bought one, and I donated one to Alex Rohrbar Center, and I didn't even know who got it, you know? So I'm like, well, send me a picture of it, and I can make a semi-close representational thing. It won't be identical like the other one, but we'll go from there. So the next day, I paint 2 little poppy paintings for my painting a day, and I sell one, and in walks this guy, and he's like super pumped to get it, and then he tells me he wants to commission a painting from me, and I'm like, oh, great. What kind of painting do you want? I won this one at an auction at the Alex Rohrbar Center, and it is of the Ukiah Valley. It's 4 foot by 2 foot, and it's got a bunch of poppies on the bottom. I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling me that you have the other half of this painting, and you want another?
Oh, my God. So serendipitous.
It is insane. Like, what are the odds? And within 2 days, these people both show up. They both want the opposite piece of the puzzle. So it was just
divine,
that made you feel
validation.
Like,
divine
doing,
validation. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing it.
I just made that
stay
up.
Stay here.
divine
validation. I'm writing that one down.
I love that because, like, that to me is like the when you get this validation that you're doing the right thing, because it's not easy to wake up and just paint every day and not go out to your day job and make the money that you need to make. Like, so to live your passion, to be an artist or a writer or a musician and, you know, do that kind of work, it takes away from just bringing in the money every day. And so it's a big leap of faith, and it's a big leap of pursuing your goals. And I just want to just say that and use that conversation to inspire people that if you have this secret creative juice inside that you need and have been always thinking about it in your mind, you're like I know for writers, like you're writing your book every day in your mind. I know for musicians, you're always hearing the beat, you're always getting a lyric, you're always getting, you know, and an artist, you're always seeing the painting. And whatever that creative flow is, maybe you knit and you're knitting a blanket, you know, and you see the blanket, you see the quilt, you see, that's where I want people to put their attention instead of all this garbage that's going on the side of our world, because that's what's going to create happier people. If we're living in our bliss, if we're working with our stuff, our gift for the world, then and bringing that forth, you know, it could be you're a baker and you're creating cakes for the birthday that's Saturday that's going to make so many people happy. Like, whatever that is, like, live that. Just give yourself a little time to live that. So I love that. Bam.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's been an interesting process, you know, like spending so much time down there at the studio. I think that the last couple of days have been only days I haven't made it in a month. I still did stop by, but I didn't paint yesterday or the day before, but I'll jump right back on that train. It's not a big deal. I got a lot of other stuff going on. I have a wedding I'm doing this weekend, and it's been a big push to get all the correct words in the right spot, so when I officiate that everything falls into place. And I've been reviewing it like crazy and making sure that I know it very well. Nothing like
what we want.
And
yeah,
die.
I mean, well, you know, like you think about marriage and wedding and vows that people make to each other and promises people make to each other. And it's not always, you know, like it's beautiful. Like, I love that. I love having the secure feeling that somebody is telling me something that's true, you know, and I can believe them. And that's what a wedding vow for me is. It's like, if you're taking and going through all of that to get up there and profess your love and tell them you're going to be there thick or thin, and you're going to work things out, and you're going to stay in the room, so to speak. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I just think it's hard sometimes to execute after the marriage. And so I think in line with what happens after that, I think is probably the most important piece, because you have to keep showing up every day. And I heard this really interesting thing about so healing, like if somebody's been through trauma and then they decide to take a second chance on love, and then they're like, I'm not ready for love. I've got to wait for another year till I do the healing. And, you know, occurred to me that really what people need, or I don't even know how to say this, is finding the person who's willing to do the healing with you. You know, finding the person that's willing to show up and say, I see those injured parts of you. I see who you are. I know there's stuff you have to work on, and I'm willing to go that route with you. Instead of being like, well, I'm not ready for a relationship because I haven't healed the last trauma from my last, well, you're fucking never probably going to heal it because it's trauma. And so it's just like I had this light bulb moment of, I've always stayed in this mindset that I'm not ready and I haven't healed yet. And I haven't. Like, what happened to me was really traumatic, and you can't know that unless it happened to you, my truth, right? But then I've been pushing away love at the same time and not letting people in and not dating and doing things that are pushing that out because I feel that way. So now I'm like, no. The right person is going to show up who takes that on with me, and we work together on your wounds, my wounds. We work that shit out. We have a great fucking time in the meantime. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, podcast over.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny because I just listened to this book called Clarity and Connection by Young Pueblo, and I would highly recommend it. I did the Audible version, and it was amazing. He read the book. Young Pueblo is a pen name for him. I can't remember his real name at this point in time, but great, great, great book. And he was talking about, like, showing up where you're at in order to, because he legitimately says in the book, like, you might not be healed, but it's okay to get into another relationship to like, because what's going to happen probably is you'll align with people that are wanting the same sort of growth and needing to,
right,
to move forward together. And, you know, this, it's not, like,
I
there's a lot of work that we need to do ourselves. You know, no one's perfect. I think I read a quote the other day that said, perfection is loving all your imperfections. And I was like, all right, I'm into that. So, you know, and being easy with ourselves and being patient with ourselves and not judging ourselves and giving ourselves space to love ourselves. Because sometimes, you know, like when something traumatic happens to us or we cause something traumatic to happen, you know, we get in these guilt, shame scenarios, scarcity type of situation. And really, we just have to be very nice to ourselves and love the process, love that, you know, you're never going to do anything like that again, or you're going to move forward with grace. And, but, you know, it's always obviously easier said than done. Our minds are very powerful, and they have, if we're not conscious of what they're putting us through, it can be a real browbeating at times. And so, like, staying on our toes, listening to all the things, or quieting all the things, which obviously, you know, meditation is a beautiful thing inside these processes where you're going through the mud.
Well, meditation in itself will raise your awareness of what's happening to you. And the one thing about quieting your mind and going within that I know for sure is that when I regularly clear my mind and don't let thoughts come in that are, you know, maybe causing some of my emotional distress, that's when I'm aware. That's when I get the awareness. What's going on in my body? What's telling me what? And so that's, you know, like for me, the month of May, I look at it now and I was fully not who I am because I had a lot of emotional stuff come up for me in May. And it was mostly just stuff that really, I was triggered by certain events and decisions that I had made, and I was like, wow, like, how could I have made that mistake again? How could I have judged, you know, not seen, blah, blah, blah. And so I beat myself up about it, but then I also was feeling depression and sadness and anger and all these emotions that were taking me out at the knees physically. Like, I could barely get through a class. I could barely, you know, like, bring myself. I'd lay in bed and go, God, I don't even want to get up. I didn't want to work at all. And then, you know, something happened where I just was like, okay, Kath, why don't we just move that over to the bad decision box? Like, you made a bad decision and it cost you emotionally, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because sometimes when we make mistakes, you have to just say, I made a mistake. And if you can make amends for that mistake, by all means, make amends, especially if it's towards another person that you made the mistake. But I was telling you earlier, like, for me, putting it in the bad decision box doesn't mean it goes away. It doesn't mean I wasn't triggered and I realized I had a lot of self-healing to do around certain triggers that bad decision gave me. But at the same time, by putting it in a box for a minute, it allowed me to get through my life every day. And that's what allowed me to get to June, whatever date this is now, where I'm like, whew, I'm out of the woods, you know, because I feel Kathy coming back. I feel my spark again. I feel like I'm able to give advice to people. I've had several people this week wanting to, you know, to talk through things with me. And I love that they reach out to me and that I'm their person. And so anyways, it was just an interesting time. And I would just recommend that if you're going through something that you can't resolve, you can't solve, and you can't change because it's already happened, just move it to a box for a minute and say, yeah, that kind of fucked that shit up, but I'm going to get on with my life, because life is too short to carry mistakes with you on and on and on. Like, they happen, you did it, it's done, move on.
That's right. And also remember this, you're not the only one. There are plenty of people going through very similar situations out there, and reach out, ask for help, you know, like, it's a healthy thing. Like, we evolve together. We move forward together. Like, this is not an I thing. It's a we thing. We should do more things together because we're social creatures. And we ultimately crave connection and relationship to one another. Mm-hmm. And so, like, by, you know, seeing that there's lots of other people that have probably gone through this. You're not the only one. There's an ability to walk through it. I mean, YouTube is a vast treasure trove of knowledge and wisdom that you can type
100%.
In almost anything and draw up some sort of conclusion, you know? Like, I always really like Joe Dispenza when I'm going through muck. Because he's all about, you know, becoming supernatural. And
yeah, he's a badass. For sure.
He really is.
For sure.
Changing the way we think.
I'd like to see him on Joe Rogan's podcast. Like, I think that would be such a dynamic duo. They're so the same, but such polar opposite speakers. Interesting.
It would be good.
I think that Joe Dispenza is a good one. Gabby Bernstein, I've talked about her a zillion times. I'm just finishing, and that really helped me. It's a book called Happy Days. I think I've talked about this before, but really what it's about is getting through trauma and self-judgment. And because a lot of times when we make bad decisions, we judge ourselves for doing it. You know, we're like, oh, Kathy, how could you be that stupid? You know? And then that makes me feel stupid. So now I'm walking around like Miss Stupid, thinking that everybody else thinks I'm stupid too. When I just, you know, followed my heart, made a bad decision, have to move it off. And instead of me thinking, how stupid was I look for the gift. And I could make 15, a line 1 to 15 of all the gifts I got from that bad decision. Because there's always a gift in every mistake you make. There's always a gift in how it shows up in another time when you're like, oh, yeah, we're not doing that one again. Or I realize that I still have this to deal with. Or I realize that my self-confidence is, you know, like, you get these gifts and then you're like, so that's kind of what my process was. And then I was like, okay, so how can you fix confidence? Go to the gym every day and look in the mirror. How can you fix, you know, this? Go do, you know, like, you find ways to fix the triggers that came from you. How do you, you know, fix your abandonment issue? Be more social, be more connected, be, you know, reach out to people, reach out to the right people, the people who won't trigger that for you, so that you can reinforce that you're not going to be abandoned and you do mean something, you know, like it's so big. But if it's in the bad decision box, it allowed me to have all that time to explore what's me and not the bad decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And remember, we've also talked about, like, that was old Kathy. This is new Kathy. What would new Kathy do?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I like that. I like that a lot because I'm like, that was old Tim. Old Tim, you know, old Tim has had
it works so
done
well.
All,
it works
all the
so
things.
Well.
And, you know, I there's been times in my life where I fucked up royally and just, you know, I ask for forgiveness and thank it for being there to teach me how to be a better being. And I just walk forward with as much love for myself as I possibly can muster and grace and know that in my heart of hearts, I know that true healing is possible. We can heal our wounds and we can climb these mm-hmm. mountains, but we have to face them. We have to climb them. And when we get to a certain 100%. Part and we start to slip, we really have to, you know, train that mind not to fall back down the hill. And it's so interesting because the mind, it's like it almost desires to keep moving, even when it doesn't need to. It's like a some sort of survival instinct it has. And so it keeps on replaying old things over and over and over and over again. And you're like, okay, easy killer. Like, let's make some new things.
Yeah, so. I love old version, new version, and I'll drive that point home a lot. And what I think when things happen to you where you go through kind of what I just went through, it does allow a new version of yourself to come through. That's part of the gift. It's like, oh, new Kathy would never do this, never do that again. And having that conscious thought about yourself so that when the moment arises, you're like, I get to make that critical choice right now. I can go back to this way or I can go this way. Or I can act the same, or I can act different. And so, yeah, like, I think that's been a big part of my journey in the last couple weeks, for sure. Figuring out who new Kathy is. I know. I love that.
Yeah. Well,
and,
you know
a, lot of a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer.
Of course. Of course. And giving some space to be able to receive, you know, the prayer. Asking for signs is always cool because, like, I asked for a sign and then got it. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, when you, like, I've wanted to be an artist forever, and I've had this studio for, like, 6 years, and I quit my job at the city 3 years ago, and I was going to do
remember.
It. But then I was, like, in a state of, I don't know, winding down from all the city thinking. Everything has to wait. It can, like, be done today, but we need to go through 17 processes to get everything done, and then it's, like, this resistance. And so it took me a long time to snap out of it. And, you know, last time I went to...
Me with tax season.
Yeah.
Me with tax season. It takes a long time to snap out of it.
We got to get that book written, girl. We got to finish that book.
It's... We are. We will. I have a deadline.
I know.
And I have been working on it. I'm not just saying that I'm not writing every day. I have 12 chapter outlines. So now it's about filling in the blanks and really just taking the time to do it. And that's the thing. It's like I could sit here and stare at the walls or I could sit here and stare at my computer. And so I have been staring at my computer and the research is in my own personal recovery, really. I'm reading a lot of books and I'm watching a lot of stuff on YouTube and trying to figure out where I fit into all these places. And really the goal of my whole book that I'm writing right now is actually this subject. It's on mistakes and how to reconcile and find the gift in each one because we all do it. But the key is to not, like you said, beat yourself up about it. You know, it happened. What is that? Put it in the fuck it bucket. You know, like that's like a
did
very
I write that better
easy...
than...
it's a bad decision box.
I like that better than the bad decision box.
Oh, it's so funny that it just came out of my mouth. But it's like, yeah, fuck it. Okay. But you still have those underlying things that have to come through. And so I think when I put things in that bucket, I can just like move on with my life. But I still get up in the morning and I meditate and I journal and I go, oh, that's what's present today. Or that's what's journaling for me, because I'm a writer, I guess. It just signifies. And I got to tell you, brief story. I got a couple of minutes. I went back to a 2020 journal, like what I was writing in 2020 before we got locked down and then after we got locked down. Wow. It is a plethora of information on who I am. It was amazing to look back 2 years ago and see where I was and see what's happening in my life still today. I was like, oh, my God, Kathy, that was so 2020. What are you doing? You know, it was very, very interesting. And then, you know, I want to always burn and rip up my journals because I don't want anyone to find them if I die. But I was like, I don't know if I can get rid of this one because it's so profound to see what was still in my heart in 2020, what was still happening. That's where it's like, no, no, no. I want to evolve. I want to change. I want to have the highest people, the highest good, the people who have my back, the people who love me. That's who I want to surround myself with.
Yeah. And as I think that saying instead of wanna, I wanna, I am evolving. I am changing.
I am
growing. I am learning. I am. And because, you know, want leaves you feeling like you want something. I want a steak dinner.
I agree. I do.
I'm into it. Oh, God.
I actually bought a steak yesterday. I've been trying to limit my red meat, but I was like at the co-op and they had those cute little fillets. They're only like $11, which is plenty for me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're buying a fillet. That'll be tonight's dinner.
Good job. Are you cooking medium?
I'm medium pink. Kind of like my personality.
Medium pink.
Medium pink.
That's great. That's great.
Any parting thoughts, Mr. Tim?
You know, I would just like to tell everyone out there that I love you all. I'm grateful for all the listeners. I am eternally thankful for all the abilities that we have to grow, to learn, to change, to make better decisions, to place things in our fuck it bucket when they no longer serve us. And just grow from those things. I love the idea of the gift, like finding the gift or the lesson inside of it. And I hope that anyone that's going through the muck can find some solace to know that you're not alone. There's lots of people mucking it up out there. And we're, you know, Kathy and I are sitting here beaming loving, positive energy as much as we can muster. And we're just super grateful for you guys. And if you really love this, please subscribe, like, share, listen, leave a comment, take a picture, write it down. Reviews are always good, and we appreciate you. How about you, Kathy? Parting words?
My parting words. I really like to emphasize the gift. I think that it is so alleviating when you find the gift in your mistake, or your choice or your bad decision. You know, someone close to me made a really bad decision on the other night and they will pay for it. And it's like, well, what's the gift? Gift is you're not driving anymore under the influence of alcohol. Thank you. And I like, that's the gift to me and the world and yourself. And I don't mean to shout that out to the person that it is, but it was like, you have I wanted to gravitate to the fact that that's where you have to go that deep. What's the gift in this horrible situation? And I know that there's some situations where you cannot find the gift immediately, and you may find the gift 2 years from now. You know, there's some things in life that you just can't even start to look for a gift in. And I recognize and honor that in some people's situations. But I think if you can just find a little light in any darkness that you're going through, and every day just let that light get bigger and bigger and bigger and say, all right, I'm yours. Show me where you want me to go, and just give it up and live your life
That's
the best
right.
you can. And that is my best life.
Surrender. Excellent.
More to come
on
that.
That note.
More to come on that. Peace out.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Have a great, great, great day. What?